Good morning. Morning. Welcome to Catalyst. Glad you're here this morning. Today, as Kyle mentioned, it is multi-generation service, and this past week, I had a meeting with Ollie and Damon, and we are talking, and actually we're trying to plan out or think ahead for the next Easter service, but we were talking about Catalyst when we started, and we were talking about the multi-gen service. And they kind of reminded me, and Damon kind of reminded me that, you know, when we started Catalyst, we specifically designated up here as the kids zone, right? So it's kids and young adult zone, okay? Now, but the kids zone, and we encouraged the parents and the kids to come forward and sit up here in the kids zone. So kids, you can come on up. We encourage you to come on up, or parents, if you want, come on up to the kids zone. And, you know, it was kind of crazy in the beginning. It was kind of wild. We used to have pillows up here, and then sometimes the kids would start throwing the pillows at each other, and kids would kind of run around, and, you know, but the reason, there was a method to the madness, right? There was a reason why we wanted the kids to come up, and because we really wanted the kids to feel like when we're in God's house, we could be kids. We could feel at home to be kids, and it's good, and it's fun, and we enjoy coming to God's house, right? See, they're having fun. They're having fun. And, you know, within reason, we didn't want anyone hurting anyone and things like that, but we wanted the kids to feel free. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 18, unless you turn, some verses say, unless you convert, or unless you repent and become like children, you will never, it says never, enter the kingdom of God. Hey guys, you will never enter the kingdom of God. And so today's multi-gen service, good, yeah, come on dad, come on up dad. Our awesome drummer down there. So, yeah, but we wanted multi-generational service. It's a place where God can shine, and God shines through everyone as they are who God made them to be, even the little kids, even the babies, even the babies. So welcome, kids, to Kids Zone. Welcome, and we are stronger together that way. Today, I'm continuing a series, and it's on God's amazing kingdom. And last week, Pastor Ross gave this amazing, awesome, excellent message on the kingdom of God. If you haven't seen it or heard it, I encourage you to watch it. It's really good. But Pastor Ross, gave a definition. He gave a definition of the kingdom of God. And he said this, the kingdom of God is the realm where God reigns supreme and Jesus is king. It's the realm where God reigns supreme and Jesus is king. And I thought, you know what would have been cool if he had like a beatbox to that, because it kind of sounds like a rap, right? God reigns supreme and Jesus is king. So let's say that together. I want to say that together because that's a definition of the kingdom of God. All right? Eyes up here. Eyes up here. All right. What God reigns supreme and Jesus is king. One, two, three. God reigns supreme and Jesus is king. Okay, let's say it again. God reigns supreme and Jesus is king. And that's the definition of the kingdom of God. Wherever God reigns supreme and Jesus is king, that is the kingdom of God. And Jesus, when he came to earth, that's probably the topic he talked about the most. He talked about more about the kingdom of God than any other topic. Look at this verse here, Matthew 4:23. Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. And so, you know when Jesus came, boys and girls, you know when Jesus came? The world was messed up. When Jesus came, the world was messed up because people believed we can be our own boss and we can live by our own rules. And so when Jesus came, he said, I've come to teach and to bring and to usher in the kingdom of God. I'm bringing the kingdom of God, this invisible spiritual kingdom where God is supreme and Jesus is king. And so he said, I am forming a brand new people on earth. A brand new people that are committed to following the king and committed to doing and living according to his will and his ways. And so Jesus called them out. He said, follow me. Follow me. I'm the king. Follow me. Because when you follow me, that's the only way you could find and experience the life, the good life, the abundant life that God intended for you. And so Jesus taught, if you put your faith in him, kids, how many of you have put your faith in Jesus? How many of you have put your faith in Jesus? How many of you put your faith in Jesus, right? If you put your faith in Jesus, then you're a believer. Your sins have been forgiven. You're saved. You've been born again, and you've made a brand new person. And you've committed to following Jesus. You committed to following Jesus your whole life, right? Now, God's kingdom, though, it requires a completely different way. A completely different way of thinking and of seeing. A completely different way of thinking and of seeing. You know, we've grown up, and we have some props here. We've grown up just being able to see from the world's perspective, from the physical realm. Okay? Okay? This is how we've grown up. Just seeing the world through like googly eyes, just by how we see things physically, right? By our own thinking. That's how we've grown up. But when Jesus came, he said, no. To be in my kingdom, to live according to my kingdom, you have to be able to take those glasses off and see according to my spirit. See the way I see things. See by the kingdom's perspective. See by God's ways. And Jesus, God, one of the main things is he wants to teach and train us how to see things from the kingdom's perspective, from God's perspective, not the world's. If you only see by the world's perspective, that's foolishness. Because there's a whole spiritual realm out there where God rules and reigns, where there's life. And that's what God wants to teach us to see. Now, a really important aspect and a really important difference between these two ways of thinking has to do with how you view the length of your life. It has to do with how you view the length of your life. Okay, kids, let me ask you a question, okay? Kids, let me ask you a question, okay? On average, how long do people live? On average, you think? 71 years? What do you think, Jackson? 71 to 100 years? What do you guys think? That's right. 0 to 100? Okay. And so, 0 to 100, that's true. But on average, I think people in the world, they live to about 80 years old. Okay, on average. Now, you know what that is? You know what that is? 80 years old? Sometimes you said 71 years. That's this. That's looking at life just from the world's eyes. That's looking at life from the world's perspective. Right, Benji? that's seen just from the physical realm, right? That's about 80 years. What do you think? If you look at life from God's perspective, how do you think? How long do you think God sees people live from God's perspective? 1,000? Okay, that's a pretty long time. 1,000? What? Forever. The way God sees our lives, it's forever. Okay. Someone tell Riley why I have these glasses on. What do these represent? You can see from whose eyes? God's eyes, right? These represent seeing from God's eyes. When we look at our life from God's eyes, the length of our life is forever. So if you follow Jesus, if you put your trust in him, you're going to live forever. You're going to live forever. If you don't put your trust in him, you're going to live forever. The difference is, yeah, everyone's going to live forever. The difference is, if you put your trust in Jesus and follow him, then where are you going to live forever?
Heaven.
Heaven with God. You will live forever with God. If you choose to reject Jesus and not follow him, then you know where you're going to live? You're going to live forever separated from God, apart from God. And the Bible calls that hell. Hell is living eternally separated apart from God. And that's by your choice. You don't want to follow God. You reject Jesus. You don't want to know God. You don't want to submit to his ways, his rules, his life. Then God says, okay, I'm going to honor your choice. And you are going to live forever, but you are going to live forever apart from me. Look at these verses, John 6:40. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son with spiritual eyes, not with physical eyes, all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. John 10:28. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Never. No one can snatch them away from me. 1 John 5:13. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Why? So that you may know you have eternal life. Eternal life. Living our life from a kingdom perspective, seeing that we will live forever, that should and that will make a huge difference in the way we live our lives. If you think life is just about 80 years and that's it, and you believe in evolution, and you believe we are just here by chance, randomly, you're going to live your life a certain way. But if you see your life through God's lenses, through the kingdom perspective, and you understand that you are going to live forever, for real, then the way you live your life, it's going to be very, very different. Let me just really quickly give you three ways you're going to live your life differently. First, the problems we face. The problems we face. If you see through God's lens your problems, you will recognize these problems, they're not as big as they seem. You lack money? I'm going to live forever. Money's only good on this limited, short, very infinitesimal time on earth. but I'm going to live forever. If you have health issues, hey, all of us are going to die physically. Our bodies are going to die. But we're going to live forever with new bodies. Hey, maybe some of you have trouble with school. You're having problems with classes. You're struggling. Maybe you're having relational problems. Maybe things are going on in your life. It's not that big when you think about you're going to live forever. You're going to live forever. Look at this verse. Love this verse. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, I'm over 60, I feel it every day. My body is dying. Things are not working as good as they were. I'm getting more pains than I never have. Recovery time takes so long. Our body is dying. Even though our bodies are dying, our spirits, the life of God that Jesus gave us, our spirits are being renewed every day, getting stronger every day. For our present troubles are small. Any trouble that you're facing compared to eternity and what God has for you, it's small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. God is using our time on earth to build us up, to teach us, to prepare us to rule and reign with Him. He's training us for eternity. That's the glory that's waiting for you. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that we cannot see. We fix our gaze. How can you gaze at something that you cannot see?
By having faith.
Huh? By having faith. That's revelation, Jared. Jared Villanueva, that is revelation from the Lord. You cannot see, gaze upon things that you cannot see unless you're seeing it through God's eyes, from a kingdom's perspective. He says, we fix our gaze on things that we cannot, that cannot be seen, for the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever. When we wear the world's glasses and we look at our problems through these eyes, it magnifies all our problems. We see them as big, impossible, causing us so much grief and pain. We make these molehills into mountains. God says, hey, you need to look at your problems with my eyes. Second area is possessions we seek. Not only the problems we face, the possessions we seek. Don't pour all your time, energy, resources into things that won't last. From God's perspective, you know what you're doing when you do that? When you pour all your time, money, energy, into, you know what you're doing? Looking foolish. You are looking foolish in God's eyes because you're spending all your time, energy, resources on the things on the earth that are passing away. Matthew 6, 19 to 20. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven. Put your time, energy into resources, into things that will last beyond this earth. Things will last into eternity. Matthew 6, 31 through 33. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? How much time do we spend on food? You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and he said, oh, yeah, I remember. It was my brother-in-law. He was talking about, oh, yeah, I remember. We went to Disneyland, and then you had those pastors from Africa here. That was Pastor Vasco Moyana and Pastor Daniel Moyana, and they were here. And he says, I remember talking to them. And he said, I asked Pastor Vasco, what does he notice about the United States? What's his observations? And he says, there's food everywhere. You guys have food, like restaurants, on every single block. And he said, that's why Americans are so big. There's an obsession with food. How many TV shows do we have out there about food? Now, food's important. Food's something God gave us to enjoy. It's a blessing. It's a delight. But the Bible says, don't worry about what we shall eat, what we will drink, what we will wear. For these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, because unbelievers only see the world through worldly physical eyes. For your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't The way you live our lives, the way, right, the way we face our problems, the way we look at our possessions, and then finally, the priorities we keep. 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Endure suffering along with me as a soldier, good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for they cannot please the officer who enlists. Don't get wrapped up in the priorities of this world. Think about, from God's perspective, what priorities he has for our life. You know, there's only two priorities, I think, for the kingdom of God, from God's perspective. Two priorities, God and people. God and people. God, because he's God, he deserves our time, attention, and focus. People, because people are one of the few things on this earth that's gonna last forever. Invest your time, energy, efforts, resources, money into building up people, witnessing, sharing Jesus with people, encouraging people. You know, between these two ways of things, we are so used to just living this way. Sometimes God has to shake us up. He has to get our attention. He has to snap us so that we go, oh my gosh, I need to see things from his perspective. You know, quite a number of years ago now, I remember when my dad passed away. When my dad passed away, he was ailing, but he had a heart attack. And then he went into a coma. I was down here. And so right when I heard, I flew up to see my dad, and he was in a coma. And he was in a coma for like 4 days. And it didn't look good. But I remember spending the night with him and just talking to him. And then about 4 days, we decided, you know, it's no hope. So we took him off life support, and then he passed away right away. I remember that night, the night my dad passed away. I vividly remember I was at my mom's house in this guest room, lying in bed, and I was just crying. And I was talking to God. I was praying. I was talking to God. I was telling God, I'm so sad that I never got to say and talk to my dad one more time. before he died. And you know, rightfully so, when we lose a loved one, we are hurting. We are grieving. We are sad. But you know, at that moment, I was just looking at it from just an earthly point of view. And God was hearing, God was caring, God was listening. But you know, when I told Jesus, when I told God, I wish I could have talked to my dad one more time before he passed. God spoke to me. You know what he said to me? He said, "What do you want to say to him? He's standing right next to me." In that moment, these glasses, this way of looking at it came off. And in that instance, God put on his glasses on me so I could see. And it was like, oh my gosh. And I said, I just told God, Jesus, I told God, can you tell him this? Can you tell him this? Can you tell him this? And if I were to sum it up, basically, can you tell my dad, I love him and I miss him. And then Jesus said to me, I told him, he says to tell you, I'm proud of you. I love you. And I will see you again. Seeing things from the kingdom perspective, seeing life, this life, in light of eternity, in the light of the fact that you are going to live forever, in light of the fact that God wants to do things with you, train you, build you up, strengthen your faith, reveal things to you, establish relations, all these things that God wants to do with you here now in light of eternity. Sometimes today I still ask Jesus if he could tell my dad stuff, even to this day. And being able to see things from the Lord's perspective, that has brought so an unbelievable comfort and peace to my heart. You know, sometimes we get so stuck in the habits of seeing things from the worldly point of view. Like I said, we need something to shake us up. So I brought something today, a gift for each one of you. I brought you guys a gift. You know, they kind of perk up when I say, I brought you guys a gift. And this gift is to help you. It's a tool you can use over and over again. They're going to help pass it out. It's a tool to help shift your thinking. This tool can help you take off seeing just your life and circumstances and problems and situations and people. Take off these glasses from the worldly and put on God's lenses, okay? And like I said, some of you, when you get this gift, you're going to think, this is silly. This is kind of stupid and kind of silly. But the reason why I thought these were good is because, remember the verse? Unless you become like what? Children. You will never enter the kingdom of God. This gift will help you become like children. Okay, so they're passing out their little toy glasses. There's all different colors. So you could, if you want a certain color, you could pick them out. So they're going to pass them around. Okay, this is what they look like. Okay? They're party glasses. And you know what? They light up.
Those are the best glasses in the world.
You could do it fast blinking. You could do it slow blinking. You could have them on all the time. Okay? And so I want you to go ahead and open them up. And if you need help opening it up, magnetic and forged. You can go around. Some people need help opening them up. Can you help them? And then they have little waste paper baskets, so you could throw them away. You could throw away your waste paper. There's a little white little tab in the middle of the glasses on the inside. You pull that out, and then it could start working. You don't have to. You have free will. You don't have to put them on. But I want to encourage you to be like kids. What's that?
World of color, but with no water.
World of color?
With no water.
You guys look awesome. All right? Everyone put the glasses on. Get them going. Get them blinking. Forge and magnetic, can you go around and pick up the trash? Help pick up the trash. Take waste paper baskets around. If someone needs help, raise your hand. They can help you open it. And let's have the worship team coming up. Okay, let me explain to you. Has everyone got glasses? Thanks, Micah. I remember many years ago, there was a book by Tony Campolo that said, the kingdom of God is a party. The kingdom of God is a party. So, now how you use this? You take them home, you put them on your nightstand, you put them on your desk, you take it to work, put it in your office, and whenever you're facing a problem, whenever you're facing different situation, and you say, I need to see things from God's perspective. I need to see things from the kingdom perspective. You whip these babies out, you put them on, and it'll remind you, okay, God, show me, let me see things from your perspective. And they're so silly, they're like kids, they're like, it'll snap you like, oh yeah, I need to see things from God's perspective. All right? Okay, so you can keep them on if you want. We're going to worship as kids. I felt like the Lord said he's going to release his spirit of joy to be like his kids, free to worship the Lord as his spirit moves. Okay, so let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that you welcome the children. Jesus, that you welcome the kids. You said, bring the little children, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Thank you, Lord, that we are your children, every one of us, from babies to 80, 90 plus, we are all your kids. And because we are your kids, Lord, you grant us blessing, goodness, favor, the ability to see the way you see things, God. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. So we want to honor you as our Father. We want to honor you because, God, you reign supreme, and Jesus, you are King. And we want to acknowledge you and worship you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.